She was at the Christmas market with her friend Bethany. It was a perfect Miami evening, warm, balmy, not a breath of wind. The holiday village sparkled with Christmas cheer. Fairy lights hung from the storefronts. The sound of music filled the air along with chatter and laughter. And Kenzie could smell roasting chestnuts and the sweet aroma of cotton candy. An enormous Christmas tree stood in the middle of the square, reaching for the sky. Green elves with pink cheeks sang carols around it, while Santa overlooked everything from his grotto. Bethany nudged Kenzie. "Look, there's Tom and Christian." Kenzie glanced over to where Bethany pointed and spotted the two boys from school. They were both cute, with long, tousled hair, torn jeans, and loose-fitting t-shirts. "Hey, Mom, can we go over to Santa's grotto?" she asked. Angie, Kenzie's mom, didn't hear her. Angie had linked her arm with her husband's, and Uncle Larry was leading them into the mulled wine tent. There was nothing of interest to Kenzie in there, and the tent was filled with adults. She patted her mother on the shoulder. "Bethany and I are going to go over to Santa's grotto, okay?" Angie smiled. "Sure, honey. Actually, I'll come with you. I want to look at the other booths. I haven't finished my Christmas shopping yet. I'll meet you back here." Angie gave Kenzie's father a peck on the cheek. Then the three of them walked out of the tent together. "Be good, girls." Kenzie gave her a half wave and ran off with Bethany towards the grotto. That was the last time she ever saw her mother. The girls flirted with Tom and Christian until the boys left to go to a friend's house. Then Kenzie saw her father standing in the middle of the square, looking around.
"Have you seen your mother?"
he asked as she and Bethany walked up. "No, she was looking at the booths."
"I can't find her."
Uncle Larry emerged from the mulled wine tent, his cheeks flushed.
"She's not in there."
They walked around the market, still busy with festive shoppers, but her mother was nowhere to be seen.
"Could she have gone home?"
Larry asked.
"I don't think so. Not without telling me."
Bud, Kenzie's father, scratched his head. "Maybe she felt sick," offered Bethany.
"It's possible."
Her father pulled out a cell phone.
"I'll call her."
The call went straight to voicemail. He shook his head and hung up.
"Her phone's not on."
Kenzie's voice trembled. "Where could she be?" Her father shrugged.
"She must have wandered off. I'm sure there's no reason to worry." "I'll call Nora," Larry said. "She can check at the house." "Thanks, Larry."
Her uncle pulled out his phone and spoke to his wife. They lived a few doors down from Kenzie and her parents. Nora had brought them a flower arrangement to welcome them to the neighborhood when they'd first moved in. That's how they'd become friends. Bethany's phone beeped, and she glanced at it. "That's my mom. She wants me home." Bud hesitated. He had to get Bethany home, but Kenzie could tell he didn't want to leave the square without his wife.
"I'll walk her back," Larry offered. "I'll let you know when I hear from Nora. Keep your phone on." "I will. Thanks, Larry. We'll wait here in case she comes back." "No problem."
Larry left with Bethany, while Kenzie stood beside her father under the giant tree's flashing lights, wondering what had happened to her mother. A strange pressure was building inside her chest, which she later recognized as panic. "I'm going to look again." She took off before her father could stop her. She ran from booth to booth, peering inside, expecting to see her mother's blonde hair as she inspected ornaments or jars of spiced jam. The market was large, and Kenzie was exhausted and overwrought when she got back to her father.
"She's not anywhere."
She burst into tears and clung to her father.
"Where is she?"
"I don't know. She's not at home. Nora checked."
He glanced around helplessly.
"I think I'll have to call Vic."
Vic was his partner at the Miami Police Department. A bear of a man, or that's how he seemed to Kenzie. Vic and her father were as close as brothers. Her father always said he'd trust Vic with his life. Bud turned his back on Kenzie and spoke rapidly into the phone for a few minutes. She caught the tension in his voice. It made her worry even more. "Mom, where are you?"